Oral arguments were heard today in U.S. District Court in Anchorage for a lawsuit that challenges the decision made by the National Marine Fisheries Service to authorize the first of at least 3 years of seismic exploration in Cook Inlet. The lead plaintiff in the case, the native village of Chickaloon, is concerned that the air guns Apache Corporation plans to use to conduct the seismic tests will disturb the habitat of the remaining population of beluga whales. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
While on the hunt, beluga whales sound kind of like R2-D2 having a satellite phone conversation with itself. Those clicks and whistles are the sounds of the echolocation the whales use to hunt and communicate. Now imagine trying to have that same conversation while out on the hunt with this going on in the background. That's the sound that has the native village of Chickaloon worried. It's what an air gun sounds like being used to conduct seismic surveys underwater. Both of those clips are from the sound library of the Ocean Conservation Research Organization, and they represent the dynamic underwater soundscape that us land lovers don't get to experience. The plaintiff's suit seeks to rescind NIMF's decision to allow Apache Corporation to proceed with seismic testing using those air guns, which court documents say generate sound levels in excess of 200 decibels. Other studies have observed whales communicating much less than normal near testing sites. Rebecca Noblin is an attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity representing the Chickaloon Village.
Basically, what we're asking the federal government to do is go back to the drawing board on this one, take back its authorization to do the surveys, look at the science again, and we would say don't issue another authorization unless there's some way that they can mitigate all the impacts.
I called Apache spokesperson Lisa Parker for their take on the proceedings, but as Apache is an intervener in the case, she declined to comment. The plaintiff's suit contends that the decision violates portions of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Endangered Species Act, the National Environmental Policy Act, and the Administrative Procedure Act, and would affect and possibly endanger populations of stellar sea lions, killer whales, harbor porpoises, harbor seals, fish, and Cook Inlet belugas. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.